Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We like to drop in various parts of the country, and it's great to do that with guests. And so we haven't caught up on what's happening in Indianapolis in a while. So great time to mention that Indy is the heartland, and many people say it's the best place to hold a Super Bowl. Greg Doyle covers sports for the Indianapolis Star, and he joins us now here on After Hours CBS Sports Radio. I do like to take the pulse of other cities and other groups of people around the country. So what's it like in Indianapolis right now, Greg?
Well, everybody here, not everybody, but the people you hear from, the loudest people, but there's a lot of them, they want to open up everything. They want the businesses open. They want the Colts to have training camp. They want the Pacers playing basketball. I think that, you know, the country is going through coronavirus fatigue, and so whatever that looks like, they want it to end, which is just such a short-sighted thing. And the part about Cuomo wanting sports in this city, you know, he mentioned baseball, football, basketball, but I think what he really meant was UFC. Put your cards on at Madison Square Garden. I mean, because that's the only sport that might come that way. We're not playing baseball, basketball, football anytime soon. And Cuomo, if he's smart enough to get elected in that state, is smart enough to know that that's not happening.
But in Indianapolis, what about the potential for, I know there's no baseball there, but what about the potential for getting arenas open, events such as, I don't know, UFC, maybe the Indy 500 at some point soon?
Yeah, the 500's already been postponed to late August. It's supposed to be this Sunday. It's been postponed to August 23rd, and the template for that we just saw was at Darlington and NASCAR. They ran that race without fans just earlier this week and or last week, and it's going to happen. The 500 will be run, I suspect, without fans. We don't know yet. No one's announced that yet. But right now in Indy, what sucks around here, I mean, it really, really sucks, is we're in the middle of what should be the biggest two-year sporting stretch in American history for any one city. I know it's a mouthful, but I stand by that. From March of this year to March of 2022, those 24 months, we've got all three levels of the NCAA tournament. We got a regional this year. We lost it. We got the first two rounds in a couple of years, and next year we've got the Final Four. For February, we got the NBA All-Star game is coming here. The National Championship College Football, the title game is coming here in January of 2022. We've got tons of Big Ten football and basketball championships, and we've got Olympic trials, and we got everything here. And, oh, by the way, we've got the Indy 500, supposed to. No city in America has ever had a two-year stretch like we're in the middle of having, and we're losing it piece by piece. It's just heartbreaking.
In terms of the economy and the sports world coming together and being able to provide a boost, you can imagine how to have those events, if it's possible, that would really not only infuse that hope that people talk about with sports, but also at some point bring some type of business to a city. Really, I think any American city would take it right now, but a city that could really use it.
Yeah, the problem is that the NBA All-Star Game, for example, is I don't know, it's February or something. Anything that's happening this upcoming season, this upcoming, you know, the 2021 season, there will be no fans. Maybe they think they can put fans in the building by February of 2021, maybe. But I don't think so. I think these events actually might happen here still, the Final Four, maybe, if there's even a season. But there'll be no fans. And so it's like a tree falling in a forest. No one's around. I mean, it'll be nice to have, you know, some of the TV trucks in town. But the NBA All-Star Game is projected to bring, wherever it goes, especially here, it was going to bring 150,000 visitors. And I don't know how that really works out. Only 20,000 go to the game, but apparently 150 go from city to city every year just to take part in all the hoopla. And, you know, if they have a game here, but no, you can't let fans in the crowd, and I don't think they'll be able to, it doesn't, you know, the game is nice, great, but we'll all be watching on TV and the hotels will be empty. So it's just I mean, none of that's been announced yet. It's not, we don't even know if it's going to happen that way, but boy, it's just hard to watch, you know, month by month, my city losing all these great, great events or the fans at these great events.
Is there any optimism among city officials that they might be able to salvage some of this, or do you feel the doom and gloom?
Oh, no, I am the doom and gloom. yeah, no, everybody is waxing positive about this. And because what else can you do? I mean, you have to, I guess. Listen, politicians are smarter than I am. They know what people want to hear, and people don't want to hear bad news. And so politicians will say whatever they think people want to hear, and you don't really know if they mean it or not. Whereas my job is to say what I really think. And I really think, and unless you're just, I mean, you've got to be willfully ignorant. And I understand there's a lot of that. The easiest thing to believe, is a fantasy. Everybody wants to believe all this stuff's coming back, and it's going to come back here, it's going to come back there, it's going to come back with fans, it's going to, it's not, you know, it's just at least not anytime soon. And being a sports writer, being someone who has been on unpaid furlough 1 week a month for the last 3 months, like, I'm losing money, not as much as other people. I get it, but I'm losing money every month, a quarter of my paycheck every month. So I don't like this. I don't want this. But to sit here and pretend it's not going to keep going on for another 6 months or years, I guess the analogy I'll make for you is this, Amy, is that I really like to box, and I spar and I have fun. The punches you don't see coming are the ones that hurt the most. So I'm just trying to, you know, I'm rolling my shoulders and I'm moving with the punch because it's coming. And I'll be damned if it's going to catch me flat-footed. It's catching everybody else flat-footed. Oh, we're going to have – no, we're not. Oh, but we're going to have – no, we're not. And it's not going to happen, and – don't get mad at me for saying it's not going to happen, but it's not going to happen.
Greg Doyle is a columnist for the Indianapolis Star with us after hours on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned NASCAR, no fans. The Indy 500 likely now has a prototype. We've heard team sports like baseball, even the NFL, talk about the safety protocols and precautions they can take. What parts of those plans appeal to you or make some type of sense?
The only part that appeals to me, I mean, let me just give you a real quick example of the kind of thing people believe. First of all, is if you remember a month or so ago, the NBA was going to have their season in Orlando. And if you remember about a month or two ago, Major League Baseball was going to try and have its season in Arizona. And there were people that were on board with that. And, oh, thank God it's coming back. No, it was never coming back. That was never going to happen. So that's kind of where we are, is that everybody's looking for what silly idea can we float for some hope, and it'll never happen, but let's float it. Right now they're floating in football some social distancing things, which brings up a whole other issue. Let's say you're Nebraska football and you've got 80,000 season tickets. How do you pick which 15,000 come into your stadium? How do you do that? Well, here's what you do. Rather than piss off 65,000 people who pay a lot of money every year for tickets and say you 65 aren't coming, you say no one's coming. You know, sorry, we can't, because otherwise you're going to lose donors. I mean, people will quit on you. So I am intrigued by the idea of N95 masks being somehow, they're talking about putting these into NFL face masks. And I'm intrigued by that almost in the way I'm intrigued by a Shar Pei dog, in that it's so ugly that it's kind of cute. Like, the idea that we're going to put N95 masks in football face masks, and that's going to make a difference. In a game, in a sport that physical, that hands-on, that visceral, with blood and sweat flying everywhere, but little bitty masks on your nose will help. That's such an ugly idea, it's kind of cute. Like, I'm almost intrigued by how cute that idea is. Never going to happen, but I'm intrigued by it. And I know I'm Mr. Bad News, but sometimes right now, look around, people, it's bad news. I'm just telling you what's happening and what's going to happen. I didn't make any of this crap up, but it's the way it's going to be.
Definitely has been a lot of bad news over the last 2.5 months. Greg, so there is still business taking place, actually, in the NFL specifically. They've been able to move forward like a giant steam engine. The idea that they were going to tweak the Rooney Rule with draft incentives has been tabled for now. And we've heard guys like Marvin Lewis and Tony Dungy, very well respected, come out and say either A, that's disrespectful, B, that's a bad idea. What was your reaction? It's still in play. It's just not getting a vote right now.
Oh, I hated that idea. I hated it so much that when I woke up Saturday morning and saw that idea was actually seriously being considered, I was off Saturday. As I've already said, I'm not getting paid very much. I had to write anyway. I had to write 1,000 words of just pure anger at that idea, not knowing what the world thought about it. Didn't really care what anybody else thought about it. I just hated it so much, the idea that you're going to basically pat teams on the head. Good team for hiring a minority coach. We're going to give you a reward for that. We're going to give you a cookie. I'm blown away by the tone deafness of that. Like, I mean, it's one thing for white men who own these teams to hire white men to coach a whole bunch of mainly, 70% African-American roster. It's bad enough that that's happening. But let's not then pat these white men on the head for hiring a black coach. Let's not do that. That just, it's embarrassing to everybody. Anyway, I hated that. It sounds like I hate everything. I don't hate everything. I just hate to stay in the topics we're talking about. And let me just make one real quick prediction about the NFL season, because I want to be on record saying this is how it's going to go down. They're going to start the season. College football, I don't think it's going to happen. We're not going to have it. College basketball, I don't think so either. We'll see, maybe in January. The NFL is going to start, I suspect, in August, maybe September. It's going to start. They're going to play one game, two tops. I give it two. And there will be enough viruses passed around from people who don't even have the symptoms. But they're going to pass around enough. They're going to cancel the season right then. That's how this whole thing is going to play out. So as our great Metro columnist here in Indianapolis, James Briggs, wrote about a month ago, a great line, wish I'd written it. I'm going to steal it right now. He said, normal for the year 2020, normal has been canceled. It just has been.
How are you seeing people adjust to a new normal, at least in your city? And I don't even mean sports. I just mean in general. Are you seeing people start to adjust to the point where, I don't know, maybe normal isn't necessary anymore?
Well, you know, there's two kinds of people in this topic. And one kind is me. There's a lot of people like me that have the kind of job where you can work from home. And you know, it's weird and it's isolating, but we have our jobs, we have our health, and there's a lot of folks like me. But what's wrong with the world as we address this issue, and so many, is that people think about themselves so much. Like, I see people not wearing masks, and they write letters to Indy Star saying, I don't wear masks, and I shake hands, and I'm fine. Okay, dipstick, but it's not just about you and you're fine. How about the people you're going to meet tomorrow? You might be carrying the virus and don't even know it. You're going to make them sick. Would you please put a mask on? At least pretend you care about somebody besides yourself. So I realize that, like, the new normal for me is actually okay. I mean, I don't like it, but it's okay. But there's a lot of people out there. I mean, you've seen the stats, I'm sure. The unemployment around here in America is the lowest it's been since the Depression. You know, those are the kind of folks that they don't live in my neighborhood. I don't live in their neighborhood. I don't see them, at least not on a day-to-day basis, because I can't leave my house. But those are the folks that are, actually, what am I talking about? My apartment complex, they're surrounding me. Yes, we're all in this together.
Greg. So then, if that's all the case, well, then what is sports waiting for? I mean, is sports going to wait for the cure, which I don't even know if you can cure a virus? Is sports going to wait for a vaccine and every single American has to take the vaccine? I mean, what should sports wait for?
Did you not like me just rambling forever? I thought that was really cool, actually, the way I was just going on and on. It was like you throw a basketball, a chest pass, a basketball in outer space. It would go forever because there's no gravity. I was that ball in outer space. I was just going. We need a vaccine. We got to have a vaccine. Until we have a vaccine, I mean, someone's going to try, and I think it'll be the NFL. And maybe it'll be, soccer first overseas. But the NFL is going to try to play before the vaccine comes in, and enough people are going to test positive within 2 weeks, it'll be over. So we need a vaccine, and we need it to come fast. Now, there's still no AIDS vaccine, and Lord knows there's no cancer cure. Lord knows the smartest brains in the world have been trying to get things like that going for decades, and they haven't solved some of those problems. I hope they solve this one, because without that vaccine, we're stuck.
Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star. I hesitate to ask you a football question, but I'm going to anyway because I feel like we can do this. We are smart people. So far, you've had the opportunity to see and hear from Frank Reich, and they're going in a different direction with Colts football. Let's end with something positive then. What do you like about how Frank Reich is so excited going into this 2020 season, should it happen?
Frank Reich is happy, and I hate everything about that.
Oh.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Reich, he's the best. I enjoy him so much. I have so much respect for him as a human being, and whether he can coach football or not, and he can, but he's just a great guy. But, yeah, he's excited about this season. I mean, they all are. All coaches are. But he knows that this team has added a bunch. I mean, we've had in this city, the Colts have had an amazing offseason adding talent at receiver, at running back. Phillip Rivers is on the wrong side of 38 or whatever, but he's still pretty damn good. He really wants this season to get going because he thinks he has an offense that can score a lot of points, and I'm not going to tell him he's wrong because I don't think he is.
Greg, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Oh, is this right? All I wanted to say was, even though I'm not the guy that is losing his job because, you know, I feel such empathy for the 20% that are unemployed.
Yes.
And so I, you know, and that's not me and it's not my parents, but it's the bulk of the world, and holy cow, they need to get back to work, and I get it, but at the same time, we need this country and this world to stop dying. So I don't know. There's no good answers here, but the chest pass has been caught by you. You can take the ball now.
Well, I'm going to tell all of those who are watching our game over Zoom that you can find Greg on Twitter at Greg Doyle Star, and it's 2 G's because that part is really important. Greg, even though you bring all the doom and gloom, the chest pass is still going out into outer space, and we're happy to have you.
I feel like the Iron Giant just going out of space. And the Iron Giant, the robot name is Hogarth. The kid's name is Hogarth, and that's my kid's ball python that I'm feeding it frozen mice. So I'll talk about anything.
Are we? I don't even know what that means, but I feel like we're playing a game of Space Jam, and I'm Michael Jordan, and you are the Monstars.
Which means I lost, which is a great point.
Thank you, Greg.
All right, Amy. Pleasure always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.